On today's Technobabble, my review of Disc Drill Pro.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave your question or comment below the video. That's a great way to do it, and you'll hear the answer to your question, or I'll respond to your comment directly, but any questions you have, I'll answer on the Friday show, the churchtechcast.com Q&A show, so make sure you head over and check that out. So, I've been getting access to a lot of products that I can't help but review because I want you to have access to all kinds of stuff. Now, keep in mind, a lot of times they'll give me a free copy or I'll be able to try out the stuff before I use it. But keep in mind that if I didn't like it, I wouldn't recommend it. So that's really important for you to know as I talk about this software I'm talking about today and in the future if I do any further reviews. So Disc Drill Pro is software that kind of fills in a gap in the Macintosh operating system. Now, I'll admit I'm a bit of an Apple fanboy, and part of that is because I'm a convert. I didn't always like Apple. In fact, I kind of hated it and didn't see the point. But I've been really surprised at just all the power hidden in OS X. If you're a Windows person, you may not know that OS X is actually built on FreeBSD. And as a result, you can get arms and elbows into the command line and do stuff that's perhaps even more powerful than getting arms and elbows into the command line in Windows. In fact, in some ways, it's kind of the best of both worlds, the best of the graphical user interface and the best of the command line interface. With that said, the disk utility does leave some stuff to be desired. Now, it accomplishes the bare minimum, no problem there, but there are other things that really it just wasn't designed to do. So that's where software like Disc Drill Pro comes in handy. So Apple also has something called Time Machine, which is a backup utility that serves to solve the problem of if you delete a file, you can bring it back. But that's not exactly what you want to do all the time. It's sometimes you just want to undelete something. You don't want to bring it back from a backup. And it seems kind of like a big deal to bring it back from a backup when you just go, oh man, I wish I hadn't just emptied the recycling bin, or the trash can rather. I really wish that I could just undo what I just did. Well, that's one of the things that Disc Drill Pro does, is it enables you to undelete files. So let's say you're going through and you delete a bunch of stuff and then you go, oh man, I wish I hadn't deleted that. Well, you can basically just go back and undelete it. Because as you may or may not know, when a file is deleted, it's not written over. It's just marked as, hey, we no longer want this. Now, when you put something new onto the drive, it might be written over, but it might not. So it's possible that you'll, a day, a week, a month, or even longer, go to look at the files that have been deleted, and you'll just go, ah, yeah, I'm totally going to get that one back. So that's one of the advantages. Another advantage is smart drive monitoring. So SMART. That's an acronym. And that basically tells you the health of your drive, whether it's a spinning drive or a SSD. I have both in my MacBook Pro. And that's a pretty valuable thing. Something else that I've noticed is it puts a little widget up in the taskbar at the top, and so you can keep an eye on the temperature of your internal drives. May not be a big deal most of the time, but if you're noticing that a drive is running really hot or running really cool, maybe that's indicative of some problem that's getting ready to happen. You can also create backups from, create disk image backups and read from those, and just a few other things. So I've been actually pleasantly surprised with the power of this little utility, that it can do things that disk utility can't, and it can provide you a little more peace of mind that, hey, my drive is functioning, it's not going to gack up or mess up on me in the near future. And if it did, I've still got Time Machine to restore from. If it had a problem, I still have other options. But this is just another tool in your toolbox to enable you to overcome some of the inherent problems with computers. That spinning drives, it's not if they're going to fail, it's when they're going to fail. Solid-state drives, perhaps more stable, but you never know. Sometimes they could still go south. And this just provides you another layer of comfort of knowing, okay, when it starts to go, I'm going to know early so I can recover as much data as possible, and I'll be able to replace the drive as soon as I start to see something go wrong, as opposed to after it's already gone wrong and I've lost important data. And when you're in the church, that really matters, so you can have advance warning to get around budget issues, to talk to supervisors, to do things that might take some time to do, so that you don't lose the really important thing, whatever that is, that's on your hard drive. And in that way, you can have your files, you can have your data, and you can go out and change eternity. If you like this show, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your copy today. I'll give you more tips and tricks and some news of what's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Also, you'd probably like the stuff at my store, so head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and you can pick up some of my books, some of my classes, all things that I've designed with you in mind to save you time and give you just more knowledge and a better ability to serve Christ and serve the church by using technology. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.